My name is Jennifer Rankin, and I'm the Brussels correspondent for The Guardian newspaper. I came here in 2006 to do a journalism placement at The Economist. At the time, I was looking to get into journalism, and it seemed that Brussels was a more sort of promising option for me than staying in London, and I ended up staying in Brussels for until 2011. I definitely did leave with a heavy heart, and I also left with the sense that I expected to come back one day. It's not such a surprise to find myself here again. By far the most obvious change, which everyone will have seen, are the army and the police on the streets. When I lived here before, you only ever saw the army very occasionally, but now you see pairs of army soldiers walking up and down the streets, guarding embassies. You see them in outside hotels in the centre almost every day. The security aspect is obviously the biggest change for unsurprising reasons. And then maybe the other change on a sort of more trivial note is, for example, now you have Starbucks in the central station, whereas you didn't really, I don't think you had them at all in Brussels, or maybe you had them at the airport and that was all. You'd have more X-keys as well. So just the slight takeover or the growing presence of the chains is the next thing that I'd noticed that was slightly different. Really, that area around the road feels like home to me, and that's the reason I wanted to live there, was to be close to the EU quarter but not too close, and also because I love the parks around there, because you have the Saint Quentinair and then the Wallaway Park further up the road. So I used to run a lot in those parks, and I felt very familiar with those neighbourhoods. I also used to love going down to the Bois de la Combre as well, and used to get out there fairly regularly, maybe once a week when I'm doing lots of regular running. There are a number of journalists who've been in Brussels for a good number of years, so there is, you know, that sense of a community of journalists, because you're often thrown together in summits or other meetings. There is a, you do get to know people, and there is a sense of friendliness and good feeling.